broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Thee.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We just followed the Jubilee Committee, and
yep.
It's Jubilee always fun. I'm still a kid at heart.
Oh, yeah, you got to love Jubilee.
And always you get fun. To see 1,000 or more people.
Yeah.
And the Wednesday night uptown has just turned into a great time.
I agree, 100%. I miss the Sunday a little bit because I like dicking around down there.
Yeah, I kind of took
Sundays,
that away,
but... But the Wednesdays, far out.
Huge crowd, Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right, man. There's 1,000 people up here.
There's a lot of
Wednesday
people.
Wednesday night, and everybody having fun. That band of Sunburners is
They're
great.
They're always tremendous, yep.
That's right. So, Jubilee is coming up. And
coming to town before you know it.
Yep. And if you listen to Insight, and I'm sure it's in the archives, they
yep, we'll be.
Interviewed those guys, and they're excited and ready
and
to go.
I
and
think,
get to work, and I think they'll do a hell of a job again this
absolutely
year.
Absolutely, they will.
A lot of stuff planned.
I think they said you came up with a really good suggestion for the bingo name.
Oh, yeah.
The Rick Ports Bingo.
The Rick Ports Bingo Stand.
I think that's a tremendous idea. Everybody's eyes lit up when they said that.
That's
I think
cool.
That's a bingo. Great Rick idea.
Ricky played a lot of bingo.
Yes.
He sure did. He loved bingo.
He liked bingo.
Speaking of...
Bingos. A couple bingos last night.
Man, wasn't that some day of Indian sports last night?
Yep. Girls were definitely a underdog, and I think the boys were too, but...
Yeah,
man,
not quite as much.
Yeah,
but.
I'm not sure. Boys was a coin toss. We've been playing pretty damn good. Yeah. We all thought we had a legitimate shot.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
They were
so
a six
too.
Seed. We were an eight, so pretty close to the same, but
But I think the starter of the day was without question the girls' softball victory over the Mr. Wildcats.
Oh, man.
District opener at Walpaw, and Fee, here's a team. You know, you're playing Minster, and we're friends with Rob. And
Rob's good,
forth, and just... You know, he just, they got a hell of a program over there.
They do.
But one thing that he told me was, we are really young.
Yeah. Kind of showed up. I think I was telling you, they were, I was just watching before I came up here, the rebroadcast on Wabash. And they had 5 errors.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably not very, that doesn't happen for Minster softball very often.
No, that's right. And I listened to WCSM and Pudge and you know, he was talking about the game. Then I read the Standard today. Ryan Tim made a huge point, and he hit it right on the nose. Is that Minster jumps out to a 2-0 lead, and we can either do what we do in the past, tuck,
kind of fade away,
or we can battle our butts off,
yeah.
And the sign of a good team is a team that can battle and. We chipped away, we got the lead, and we put the pressure on them. And you know, when you're playing from behind, the pressure is on.
It is tough. It's tough. And you know, and then Minster scores 2 in the bottom of the 6th, and then we got the pressure back on us again. We got a score. And then, we came out and hit the ball good, too. Greasy Girl's a great player.
Yeah.
She's going to be a lot of fun to watch. She's only, a sophomore?
Yeah, and I think there's a... Is there Emma Will that played right field?
Right field. Fabulous catching. I'm not sure who the shortstop was, but she made a fantastic play going to her right, diving. I mean, first 2 outs in the 7th inning with all the pressure on were unbelievable. Great plays. Absolutely
when
great
you,
plays.
When we look over at that game and you know, it's you said you just watched on 44. And we were 13-8. Minster, I think, was 15-4, something like that.
Yeah.
But we're pretty good.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Homing Girl's a nice pitcher. Yeah. I mean, she challenges those hitters a lot. And the Guggenbiller girl behind the plate, Maddie, is fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a great catcher, and they didn't run on her at all. I mean, they respected her arm, and she hit a monster home run in the second inning.
I think she hit a car.
Yeah,
I saw,
really?
She I thought there was it. A, 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 that a, the Channel 35, I think, maybe somebody had, they didn't have any comments. They just had the pictures they had taken. They were showing pretty much every run that was scored.
Yeah.
And she hit that home run. There was a white SUV going by on the street that I think she
might have clunked.
The Indians started out, and I'm just looking at the box score here, and there was a bang-bang play at first late in the game. And
yes.
I think you've seen it, and you said it looked like...
I think Rob was probably complaining about where they were at, and I don't know girls softball as well. I know they got the two bases where you got to stay...
There's a safety bag, and
a safety bag, which you got to stay to the outside. Well, we probably were on the inside, but... I mean, she was just running straight down, and literally the girl went to tag her, dropped the ball. Yeah. I mean, she didn't try to bang it or hit it or anything. She was just running, and the ball came out.
And if you're on the opposite of that, you're going to – I mean, you got nothing to do. You got to talk to make sure the umpires get it right.
Oh, you got to. You got to absolutely say something. Yeah. But that was a big play. That put them on first and third, and I think then the greasy girl got the hit, I think, to take the lead.
Yeah.
But big – it was a great game to watch. I mean – And last night I couldn't get out in time, so I listened to you guys, and it seemed like the same game was going on at Delphus.
Yeah, back and forth.
Just fun back and forth game. And, you know, just like you said, that pressure gets on you. We're down two runs. What are we going to do? You know, and then come back, take the lead, and then you got all the momentum on your side, and now the other team's got to battle back. And
the Indians' stats look like this. Emma Will leads off, played right field. She was 1-for-4. But defensively made some unbelievable catches, the last play of the game.
Seventh inning.
The oldest girl hit a rocket. And she
just dove and caught it and held her glove up. that's tremendous. Awesome.
Chloe Greasy's play shortstop, and she had a hell of a game.
Wow, she's some kind of player. I tell you what, she made a diving play to her right to get the first out of the inning in the top of the eighth, I should say.
Pearson girl who bats third is a heck of a player, Sophie. She come in and pitched.
Absolutely. Came in and finished. Got the first four girls she faced out and got out of the inning in the seventh inning, so they didn't score. And then the eighth inning, gave up one hit. But other than that, did a great job.
Jackie Homan, she pitched, just plays first base. She's just all world. But Maddie Guggenbauer leads us off, hits one out.
Yeah.
And I think she ended up 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. So – hell of a game, Maddie Guggenbauer.
Maddie, and you can tell a good catcher, she'll throw behind runners, and she was firing down at first once in a while. And I was like, that's pretty cool to watch.
I love it. Kenzie Garkey was 1-for-4. Now, is Kenzie and Marcus
brother and sister? I'm very sure.
Are they really?
I'm pretty sure of that.
I believe.
They're athletic. Gee willikers.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah. Little Shane girl playing third base was 2-for-3.
She had a good game.
She scored 2 runs, had a hell of a game.
Yep.
Wendell, which would be Doggy's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Callie
played
well. She was 1-for-2. She had scored a run, had a nice game at second base.
She had a nice sacrifice in the eighth, I think.
And then there is a Greasy. So who would that be? What's her?
Ava Greasy.
Ava Greasy. Does that sound right?
I
could be.
She was two for four, and she had two RBIs. Ava,
one's Tony and one's Dave's, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Ava was on the JV basketball team.
Yeah. A little short blonde hair girl.
She's a button. Yes, absolutely.
So the Indians had 8 runs on 11 hits, and they had 5 RBIs. They had 3 unearned runs, and a couple of those was late in the game.
Yep.
Minster had... 6 runs on 15 hits. The Indians also had 2 errors. Minster had 5 errors. Jackie Homan goes 6, allows 6 runs, 4 earned. She gave up 14 hits, walked 1, struck out 3. Sophie Pearson goes 2 innings, goose eggs across, gives up a hit and a walk, and strikes out 3. Indians go to 14-8. Minster falls to 19-7. Indians now play Friday versus Lincolnview. Lincolnview beat Bremen.
Yeah.
Lincolnview is now 22-4 on the season. So we'll have our hands full with that. But Bremen was 7-19 or 7-16.
Right, absolutely.
You know, that game was 12-2, and anything can happen in district final.
Oh, I'd have to think so, too. I think it's going to be fun, and it's at Coldwater. Did I read that right?
No.
It's at Wapakoneta.
It's at Wapakoneta.
Yeah. The boys will be playing at Coldwater.
The next week.
If we get there. It's my understanding.
I think 44 had it go across the bottom. I swore it was across the bottom, said Coldwater.
Yeah, it is not.
I thought we were back at Wapak. Okay. Yeah.
And we will be simulcasting Rob Weaver's broadcast of that, or WPGW, as it may be. Rob could be Ed Thurman. Yep. Both of them are very good.
Yeah. So that was the girls. Now, Fee, we talked about, and I didn't confirm this with anybody. If anybody's listening that knows, have we ever got to a district final? Crystal Rammel and Sierra.
They won the MAC that year. Yep. I think they got to the districts, but they may have got
Carly, beat. They all got to the districts, but I don't think we've ever won a game.
I don't think we've ever won a game either.
And that would be interesting to find out if anybody's out there knows, has Fort Recovery ever advanced to
That's
the district
a good question.
Final?
If they have, it's been a while.
Yeah, it'd be Crystal Rammel would be our only shot.
I think.
Was thinking Jossie might have had.
Jossie was, they were there too, their districts, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but.
Now, whether they won a game or not, I don't know if they got in the finals or not.
I know we got beat first game with Carly twice, 2 years in a row with Josie Guggenbiller. And they got beat twice. So Josie Guggenbiller was a hell of a catcher.
Yeah, she was a great catcher.
Was, yeah, so. So we're going to find out, but congratulations to Coach Ten, Coach Shane, Coach Day, Coach
Evers,
and the job
they've
done. Great job.
That's a great job. I tell you what.
I couldn't be more proud of those kids.
Yep, I agree 100%.
And I think the girls, the players, had a fun year. I think they loved
I think they did
every bit
of it. I think they had a lot of fun. And they're young.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Rob said he's young. We're young, too.
That's right.
We could have some battles with them before it's all said and done. I love it.
Absolutely. And then tonight, kudos to Toby's carryout. There's a big picture on Facebook of all the girls. Toby supplied supper tonight.
Oh, perfect.
That's
all
great.
Him and Christy was in the middle of them. They was all surrounded holding up Toby's carryout pizza box. So, once again,
that's the community stuff we do. Boy, I tell you what, you can't beat it.
That's exactly right. So, congrats to the girls. Give them hell Friday. We'll be rooting for you.
You betcha.
We're going to try to get our butts over there to watch that one.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business? Or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049 and have yourself a great day.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Boys and girls both advanced in the tournament with big wins on Tuesday night. The boys defeated Delta St. John's 7-6 and will now play tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at Lima Perry. And Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be bringing you the game live. The Lady Indians defeated number one seed Minster 8-6 in 8 innings, and they'll play at Wapakoneta on Friday at 5 and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. It's time to get on the Indians bandwagon and get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams in their tournament runs. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Absolutely. Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk Bubba and Fee talking Indians. Football, basketball, baseball.
Yeah, all of
softball, them.
Softball. A little bit of everything.
And the track team plays the regional, or I think it is called the regionals.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are tomorrow?
I believe so.
Yeah, because Cappy said his daughter's running tomorrow.
She's running tomorrow.
Yep.
So good luck to all the trackers. Hope you guys have a lot of success. Yep. I know we got some really good athletes in there. I got a text here. Don't forget, folks, the Fort Recovery Community Golf Club. Fort Recovery Community Club golf outing is June 11th.
June 11th.
1 o'clock at the Mercer County Oaks. That's a $240 entry fee for four guys. And Steve Diller, 419-852-3887. Or Nick Dilworth, 419-852-8691. And that is June the 11th at the Mercer County Oaks.
Skeeterville.
Always a great time.
Oh, it is a great
time. Great fundraiser.
Yep. Usually have a great crowd.
And I'm sure we'll have 25 teams like we always do.
Usually do, yep.
Young kids come out and just have a riot.
They do have a lot of fun.
And then afterwards, everybody goes out to the Wendelene Park for the Sawyer Overman. I think that whole weekend is Sawyer Overman.
Yeah.
Fundraiser for the park down there and what they're doing, their goal they're trying to get, and what a great deal.
Yeah, it's an awesome deal.
It is, and they'll raise a ton of money for that.
Yes, they will.
Great cause. So don't forget the Community Club Golf Outing, June 11th at the Mercer County Elks.
Yep.
So while we are talking girls softball, yesterday the MAC come out with the all-conference teams, and Fort Recovery is blessed to have two kids on there, Chloe Greasy and Sophie Pearson.
Yep.
First team all-conference, and Jackie Holman, this second team honorable mention, is Emma Will. And we were well-represented on the All-MAC fee, and that's
sure
a pretty
did.
Good deal. Good congratulations to those kids.
I think you said Emma Will's a freshman?
I think she is, right?
I think so.
I like that.
Good for them. And Indian softball with a huge win, and they're going to battle Friday. Game will be heard on PG-14, simulcast here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Absolutely.
So we had the privilege of going up to Delphus last night, first round of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Indians traveled to Delphus to take on the Blue Jays, and Neil talked about earlier. Jays a 4 seed, Indians a 6, 8, something like that.
Yeah, they were 6, we were 8, but yeah, basically the same seed.
Yep.
But we knew going in, if he and you touch base in the earlier game, we played them, and you talked about it on the air the other night. I was listening to you and Calpe talk about first time we played St. John's, and they struck us early, but you walked out of there thinking, bring them on.
Oh, absolutely. I thought, too. They had a couple big innings that, and if I remember right, I still think Jackson Irvin, he started, struggled finding a play a little bit. They hit him pretty good, but he had two balls hit back to him that I think you and I did the game maybe. There was two balls we thought, oh, man, if he makes that play. And then the next guy gets a base hit, drives in a couple runs. And I think they got 4 or 5 early.
Yeah.
And then I think we pretty well shut them down after that.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of going in there, I thought, they ain't no better we are.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game.
And we weren't hitting the ball worth nothing
early absolutely.
In the season.
We couldn't hit it early. And now we're starting to find our groove a little bit.
And the end of that game last night starts off, and you know we're in for a day. We know it's going to be a dogfight.
Yep.
We got Troy Holman on the mound. Troy has been solid the last few starts.
Absolutely has been.
He leads off the game. He doubles into deep right field. Next guy, Landon Post takes a couple bunts, fouls him off, rips a base hit. Next thing you know, Indians are ahead 1-0. Great start.
Good start. They came right out of the gate. Good.
Yep.
And, that's kind of what they've been doing. They've been hitting the ball good, and the top of the order has been doing a great job of setting the table for the big boys.
Yeah,
and Marcus Garkey's been hot. I think did he drive him in, or
I think Lance. No, let me think. Did Kale struck out? Then Marcus drove him in.
Yeah, I think Marcus got him.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And Marcus has had a hot bat. I mean, he's been playing good, and Riggs Toby is behind him, and he's got a hot bat. He had a big hit last night too.
Wyatt Ben.
Ben's been hitting the ball pretty good, and Kendrick
and Bo,
doggone it.
Yeah.
I mean, our bats were so dead early in the season, and we had a pitching staff that was just phenomenal, and we couldn't get a win. And then all of a sudden, now we're starting to hit the ball, and I think nobody wants to play us right now.
No, that's right. And then we said it all year, Brock Deuce could not hit his way out of a paper bag.
He was struggling.
Right now, that kid is seeing
the ball pretty good. Looks like a
pumpkin ripping the ball.
Yeah, it looks like a pumpkin, and he's ripping it down that third baseline. Yep. That's where he likes to hit. I mean, he likes to pull the ball. He's a dead pole hitter, and man, he's hitting it, and it's finding the spot finally.
Yeah.
You know, and Neil, you've talked about that earlier, and earlier every ball we hit was at somebody. We couldn't get it down. He had to save our butts.
It wouldn't drop in there.
And now all of a sudden we're hitting it and it ain't there. And that's what you love to see.
Yeah, that's right. Troy gets the ball yesterday and he starts out and he plunks like the first hitter, the second hitter. Couldn't throw his breaking ball for strikes.
Yeah, sounded like he struggled a little bit.
And we're sitting at B-Dubs after the game and there's 10 of us sitting in there. And Todd and Michelle and Ross and Spence and we're all sitting in there, and they're talking about how he's just so amped, and you know how that is when you can't get her calmed down,
absolutely.
You got nothing on your breaking ball is just spinning, and it's youth and
overthrowing it a little bit, a curveball there's got to be a speed difference there, you got to get that thing slowed down a little bit so it can break, but yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you say that because Cody's their neighbor. And Troy must have been talking to Cody, saying, I'm getting the ball. I'm ready, and he's fired up. I can tell he's fired up already just by listening to Cody talk to him.
Yeah.
So, but that's good. I mean, I love that. I love that out of Troy. That's what he brings to the table, baby. Yeah. He's going to bring enthusiasm and fire his team up. And he will. He did.
Yeah. There's certain things, and we'll talk more about the game, but there's certain things as you get older that you see that you never seen as a young kid, that you as a younger guy who just said, Indians win and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I see things now that when I see, I'm like, now that I love this.
Yeah.
And our enthusiasm in that dugout last night was top notch.
Yeah, you could hear them. I mean, there was a lot of screaming and stuff. And then you were making it as if you knew. No, but we are right beside the dugout.
Yeah. And I loved it.
Yeah, I got it.
I loved it.
And that is awesome.
And I freaking love our head coach. I was so happy for that guy.
Oh, I am too. I think Kevin, he's paid his dues. He's been a JV coach forever, and he's done it all by himself down there. Never complained, and kind of waited, and Jerry said that's enough, and Kevin took over, and I'm glad he got it. I think he's doing a great job, and the future looks bright. I mean, he's gonna make us a good program. I guarantee it.
And his staff and Ben Homan and Tommy Galdines and awesome. Ben Will, JV coach.
Yeah.
And them kids are having fun, man.
Yeah, they are.
So I got to tell you, after the game, and I don't remember if I announced that or not. I think I was during the timeout or the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So we win. We're amped. We're in line, shaking hands. So then we turn, and it's a sprint to right field.
Yep.
Because, it's just what leading us out there. Ike's little kid.
Oh, the little guy.
This little shit is 3 years old.
He's cute as a button, dude. He is
running 100 miles an hour, he's got a shitty grin on his face.
Oh, that's fun.
And if that is what it's about right there.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, if you look at any good ball player, some of the good ball players, they've always been a bat boy at some point in time because they've always watched the game and loved the game. And that's how you get good. I mean, you learn and you're around those kids. And I love our kids because they do a great job of being positive around the little guys.
Yeah.
And I used to always tell Cody and Greg Collig that, these little guys look up to you. You can't be doing stupid stuff. You got to be smart. You got to, and they love that, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that really is.
Yeah. And there was a time and we're sitting, like you said, we're 2 feet from the dugout. And we are fired up. I mean, our dugout's loud. The kid's wild. Benny Holman's coach at first base. He comes over. Guys, love the enthusiasm. Make sure we keep it clean.
Yeah.
And just exactly what it was perfect.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
I mean, you gotta be amped up. But
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Calpy heard some last night. He's going to bring out. He'll bring him out Thursday night. A couple of kids, one-liners he's writing them down. He was ready for that.
Oh yeah, I don't remember what the one was, but
almost.
I don't know.
Oh, the one was, get out the bucket. The pitcher's throwing up. High fastball. Yeah, I was laughing. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Get out the bucket.
He's throwing up.
Pitcher is throwing up. but that was a game last time. We get behind. We come up in the third. We knew we were hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Every out we made was a hit. Yeah. I mean, it seemed like somebody was hitting it.
Yeah. So we get three, I think, to go up 8-6. And Alex Deuce came in. Alex Deuce came in a little bit earlier. He gave up a run, I think.
Yeah.
On a play at the plate that was, he cut it off. He was upset with himself for cutting it off. Marcus was upset with himself because he didn't tell him, leave it go.
Yeah.
And you could see the boys were getting down a little bit. And then we get the lead, and Alex Deuce was incredible the last two innings. He didn't hold the ball for 4 seconds between. He was just.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He was in a zone.
I tell you what, and that's the best thing a pitcher can do is get going, you know, because as an infielder and an outfielder, you don't want to stand out there while they're rubbing the ball down and walking around and thinking about making that throw. You know, Tom Browning used to do that, you know, just boom, 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 throw the ball, and your defense is like on their toes because they know you're going to throw it, so we got to be ready. And he just sounded like he was throwing flames at the end.
He was throwing the ball good.
The defense could almost sat down because he was. What, did he have 4 strikeouts in the last two innings?
Yeah, he struck out 4 in the last two innings, and he struck out the side in the seventh.
In the seventh.
Two, three, four hitters.
Yeah, good hitters, too. Yeah,
that's right. Heart of their lineup, and he struck every one of them out.
Oh, you got to love that.
Absolutely. So the Indians advance to the district or the sectional final. We go to Lima Perry on tomorrow.
Yep.
You and Calpe are going to be there. I can't be there.
Yep.
So you guys are going to do the game.
Yep.
They got a hell of a record. We see conflicting 14-2s, 15-2. I didn't see what
I saw. 16-4. I think, or 20-4. I believe
they beat them 3-1.
3-1.
So it's a good game. Good game.
And Bremen's good. And we was talking last night, Tom Holman says, I'd rather play Perry. Just because we beat Bremen and they want a piece of us.
They're going to want a piece of us. That's probably right.
And he goes, let's play Perry.
And we caught him the night after a week off.
Yeah.
I kind of heard that Perry had a good ace, you know. Yeah. But, you know, hopefully he went last night, you know, or that'd be great. You know, then maybe their next guy's. You know, okay. But
it'll be interesting to see what the Indians do. I would guess Bo Tin gets the ball.
I would think so. I would think Bo would be next in line.
Yeah.
Well, we have a number of when our guys are on, they're on.
Well, that's what.
So I'm not
like
afraid
Brock.
Putting
I like Brock Deuce if his curveball's working.
Yeah.
You know, if his curveball's working, Brock's a nice pitcher too. But I would think that, you know, that's the one thing that's weird about baseball, and you try to get all these games. I know the AD works hard to get you games, you know, but this last week, all of a sudden, you're pitching and pitching and pitching, and you got 5 games before, and all your arms are out. I mean, it's just okay. Who's next?
Yeah,
you're not really holding your ace.
Bo gets a seed tomorrow.
Yeah,
I would think, and we talked about you trolling through probably 50 pitches.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he could be here. He could come.
And
in.
We have Jack Irvin that's been awesome in spots. Yeah.
I mean, there you go. You got.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go with Bo and you just, you know, kind of short leashy maybe and see what happens. But if Bo does what he's been doing, you know, he'll give you 4 or 5. He was 4 solid the other night.
Yeah.
I mean, he really pitched well. Yeah,
and,
the other night.
And he's coming off a 2-hitter
against the line. I mean, I thought he did a great job against them. And you know, you never know. I mean, the big thing is just those strikes. Get in there and throw strikes and don't give him anything. Let's make him earn it.
I love the demeanor of this team. I love the swag that they've developed, and I love the way they're hitting the ball.
They're hitting the ball now. And it's fun.
Boys, I'm telling you, we can beat Perry. I don't know a damn thing about Perry.
I don't know nothing about him either.
But I know that we're playing as good as we played all year.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
We were mediocre going into the Monday game, whatever that was, the last game we played, and then we waited a week to play again. And since then, our bats came alive. Our pitching is still
got warm.
Very good.
Yeah. Got warm, dude. That helps.
Does help. And our guys have played so well. Yeah. We played seven games in 9 days through last night.
That's a lot of ball.
We've been very good in all of them.
That's right. So let's take a break, come back, talk more about the Indian baseball team right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also at 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
We beat the Blue Jays last night in a revenge game and first game of the tournament. And Indians lineup looked like this last night. Troy Holman was 1-for-3, scored 2 runs, exactly what your leadoff hitter's supposed to do.
Yep.
Landon Post, who's just
swinging the ball good.
Swinging the ball good.
Hitting really well right now.
Yeah, he was also 1-for-3, scored a run. Cale Rammel, 1-for-4, hit a couple balls hard. Marcus Garcia, we talked about, is just swing. He's seeing everything so well. Marcus 1-for-3. Marcus was a little sore last night. We noticed that his arm might be a little. He was fighting it last night.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. You couldn't tell exactly what he was favoring, but he wasn't. He wasn't exactly where.
You start talking about playing seven games in 9 days, and that poor kid's behind that plate the whole time.
And there was one play a couple of games ago where I think he got his ribs hurt or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but
Riggs Tobey 1-for-3 scored a run, big base hit, scored our first run of the game. Riggs is a big gamer. He's in the 5-hole. Kendrick Wendell 1-for-4,
and he hit one.
He must put a charge in
20 feet from the fence. I mean, he was
it was a flick of the bat.
Dead center.
Yeah. He's got a lot of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got Wyatt Benn. Wyatt Benn is a man. Does Wyatt Benn play football?
That's a good question.
I don't. If he did, he didn't start or play a lot last year. But he
is big.
He's a big kid. Yep. He's a big, strong kid. Yep.
Wyatt Benn, if you're listening, get your ass in the weight room.
Yep. Yep.
You're playing football this year.
Yep.
His guns. I mean, I'm like, dude, you're thick.
He's thick. I like it.
I like him. Bo 10 was 0-for-1. He reached on a – he might have got hit by a pitch.
He got punked, too.
I think he did. Got hit. And then we talk about Brock Deuce, 2-for-2.
He's coming on.
He's a hell of a nine hitter right now.
That's nice.
So Indians,
I remember several years ago Jerry Kupp talking about Kyle Schwarber being in the five or six hole, being the second leadoff man. Yeah. You know, and that's kind of where he is now.
He turns that over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Indians move on to battle tomorrow night. It's Lima Perry. Get your butt up to Cartersville. And I have no idea where the diamond's at, but if you take I-75 to the Cartersville exit, there's a little truck stop there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You turn off that, and then you go east.
Yep. Go right.
And I think it's like 4 miles down.
I was looking at the map. It looks like it's maybe two or three, but
okay,
anyway.
It ain't very far.
The school is right on the corner of a country road, and you turn down there, and it's in behind there. It didn't look like a lot of parking. I was looking at the Google map, but didn't look like the parking was real close. But
we'll find somewhere.
Plenty of places to park. You just might have to walk.
Neil has to look that because he can carry all his crap up there. Yeah. That's one reason.
No. Quick
they did
as
say
can.
We are. They're going to have a table there for us. We're going to be sitting in the front row of the bleachers.
Perfect. Okay.
And they're going to have a table there for us. We'll have to run some extension cord, but it won't be like the last several games where we have to drag tables and 200 feet of extension cord. Yeah. Takes 15 minutes just to get set up.
So. We talked about the girls, MAC. We had a couple on the boys, too. A couple second-teamers, Troy Homan, we talked about, and Landon Post, our 1-2 guys at the top of the order. They ended up both getting second-team. That's tremendous. And honorable mention is our other guy we've been talking about behind the plate, Marcus Garkey. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. He's been playing well.
I think if they did that voting now, it might be a little bit different.
Yeah, we're starting to show.
Of course, that's
a little better.
That's mostly votes from the MAC coaches.
Yeah,
so,
it's all coaches.
So they saw us earlier and when we weren't hitting the ball well, so we'd have more guys on there, but I'm okay with that. I like to be underestimated, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems like we've been kind of aggressive. It's cost us a couple of runs, cost us a couple of number of outs here and there, but if we're timid, I don't like that.
I don't mind being aggressive. I just don't like getting picked off.
Yeah. No, no,
that's exactly right.
No, we did some. We tried to score a few times over the last few games when we maybe shouldn't have, but we're aggressive. So
I feel
okay.
Like we're doing the small things too. Yep. They seem like they sacrifice, and the guys are all not afraid to try to bunt.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Doing the good stuff there.
So I got to tell you my feel gooder today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to what's the name of Rob's radio show where you call in? It's not service music.
No, it's Secondhand Store.
Secondhand Store with Rob Weaver.
Yep.
So I'm listening, and I'm in my office, and I usually listen to Jeffrey O.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
But Rob, Jeff's off because happy anniversary.
Ooh.
31 years today, Jeffrey O.
Jeffrey O. Happy anniversary.
So this lady calls, and she sounds to be an extremely old lady.
Yeah.
And I always text Rob back and forth every day.
Yeah.
Just, when he's on the air, you know, just...
Oh, I bet that helps him out.
Yeah. And he always texts me. You can always hear my text call when he's on the air. So the lady calls up and she says, I sold my washer and dryer this winter to get me food to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in need of a washer and dryer and I have no money. And I'm sitting there listening thinking, this is real stuff.
Yeah.
Because this lady's crying.
Yeah.
So Rob says, what's your number? And she gives the number. And then Rob says, oh, my goodness. He said, we got to help this lady out. So I text Rob. And I said, I'm in on helping.
Yeah.
And he said, we got to find out. And I said, let me call her.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the lady up. And Rob gives me the number because gives me a number. I call the lady. I said, hi, were you just on Secondhand Store?
Secondhand
she
store?
Said, yeah, but she sounded older. And I thought maybe it was her daughter or something.
Yeah.
I said, are you looking for a washer and dryer? She goes, no, I got a motorcycle jacket for sale. Rob gave me the wrong number.
Wrong number.
Oh, my God. So I said, if I need it, I'll call you with it. So I text Rob, and I said, you moron, you gave me the wrong number. And he laughed. He said, I'm old. He texted me this number. So I called the lady, and there was no answer. So she calls me back right before I come in here.
Yeah.
And I said, I heard your story on Service Music, and I've got some guys together. And we'd like to, you know, see what you need. And she said, well, I'm on my way to church. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll call you tomorrow. We'll figure something out. So I'm going to call Steve Wood tomorrow. We're going to figure out how we can help this lady out. Because I you used washer and dryer.
Yeah.
$500?
Oh, easy.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So, yeah. So, but it was a great story. And
sometimes
Rob texted
Steve
me
can
a
get
ago.
A hell of a deal on a when somebody trades something in.
Exactly.
And say,
he might want something. Just give. Yeah.
He might have something fixed up.
Yeah, something. And he's always, you know, great to deal with. So that was some story there. But Rob texted that number, and I call her up. I got a motorcycle jacket.
You want my jacket? I don't want your jacket.
Classic. the things that just catch you funny. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Classic.
So. Let's take a break, come back. We'll get a final segment here. 10 minutes till 9. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by the Wayne Street Market.
Yes, sir.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
You're busy, but the family's hungry. Give Miracle Lanes a call at 375-4274, and they'll take care of the cooking. Whether it's their awesome pizza, subs, wings, great sandwiches, fried goodies, everybody can get what they want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their all-you-can-eat pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. And if you're looking for a fun idea for your kid's birthday party, call Miracle Lanes and reserve a lane or two, and you'll have a bunch of happy kids, and you'll have no muss and fuss. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and they'll be closed starting Sunday, May 22nd, and will reopen on Tuesday after Memorial Day.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their delicious homemade ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy a couple on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49, the church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Yep. Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Bobby?
Did you talk about the Mac boys?
I did.
Okay.
Yep, I did. I
want to make sure that...
Yep, Landon Post, Troy Holman, and
do we even want to throw in who the player of the year and stuff like that?
Dellinger kid from
everybody. Well, you called Madison it when we Wendell. Played him.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Pretty good.
You said that's player of the year.
Pretty good.
Yep, that was a no-doubter. So,
a few upsets last night. Coldwater girls.
Ooh, yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, who beat them?
Liberty Benton. Liberty Benton good at everything.
Yeah. Liberty Benton was number one, though.
Liberty Benton pulled out of their conference.
They did?
They announced that next year will be their last year in the BVC.
Really? Where are they going?
They haven't said.
Huh.
But wow. What is, yeah, they're betting it. I see they're getting a new baseball facility or softball facility.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of money there. I know it's on. It's due west of Findlay, right?
Yeah, I believe. I believe that's the one. Yeah.
But they're
is that the one Jenna Jenkins, whatever her name is now? Yep. Is that? Yep. Yep. I was thinking that was it.
Getting out of BBC.
Getting out.
Wow.
Hmm. Or if that makes her happy or not happy.
I would say.
I think she's got a daughter that might be like.
She's got a daughter named Bat,
Yeah, I think her son's a sophomore in college, maybe.
Yeah, the boy's, he's a runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good runner, I think.
Yeah, where'd he go? He went somewhere. Bluffton? Findlay? Somewhere.
He might be Findlay.
He's close enough where they can go.
Jeff's kid's at Findlay. He's a runner.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a hell of a runner, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jenna's son is somewhere, but I don't remember where. But yeah, that's awesome.
So I wanted to, before we get out of here, I wanted to take time to congratulate a friend of mine and a friend of Harold's, and it is the University of Findlay golf coach Dom Guarneri.
Yep.
And the Findlay University Division II girls golf team won the national championship last Friday or Saturday. Just Dom's a real you a don't really get a better guy and a better family than Dom, and what he's done to that program is incredible. And to win a national championship,
it is unbelievable. That's incredible.
Yeah, and
good for him.
Yeah, I was texting back and forth all week, and he sent me a video of after they won, the girls are him. He's driving, the girls are in the car, and they're singing. And they got it was really cool. And
that's fun.
That's awesome.
It is. And then this week the boys make their first appearance ever in the NCAA Division II national finals.
Really? They got it going on now, Finley.
So and he's in charge of both programs. So shout out to Dom and
doing a great job.
Absolutely, he's a great job.
In charge of both. That's Wow, that has to be tough.
That is very cool. So
that's awesome.
So congrats to the Dominator. And we're going to try to get him on here next week. I know we're going to have Hal McCoy is going to call next week. We're going to talk to Hal. We're probably, depending on how the next week goes, we're having a show next week, and then we'll decide with the track who makes it. I would think that we're going to have some kids make it to the next level.
Boy, you would think.
I think so. Sophie or Mara and Witt
both got a pretty good shot.
Relay team there is really good.
Yep.
And we would think that they would all have a shot. So we're going to be on here as long as we got kids playing. So So once again, I want to talk about the Fort Cover Community Golf Outing, June the 11th, and mark that down your calendars. Yep. Get a team in.
Make your teams.
And that's always a fun time. Great fundraiser. It's usually a pretty good drinking fest.
Maybe a few cocktails.
Get your four-man team together. Contact Steve Dillard, 498-52-3887, or Tiny, 498-52. I think it's 8691. I can't really see much, but I think that's it. So once again, for my friend, Mr. Harold Fieldy,
who
makes it all happen, Spencey, Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market. Good luck, Indians. Let's have a big one Thursday and Friday.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Steve, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be right back.